and go in to possess the land which you cross over to possess, and that you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord swore to give to your fathers, to them and their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey. For the land which you go to possess is not like the land of Egypt from which you have come, where you sowed your seed and watered it by foot as a vegetable garden. But the land which you cross over to possess is a land of hills and valleys, which drinks waters from the rain of heaven, a land for which the Lord your God cares. The eyes of the Lord your God are always on it, from the beginning of the year to the very end of the year. And it shall be that if you earnestly obey my commandments, which I command you today, to love the Lord your God and serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, then I will give you the rain for your land in its seasons, the early rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in your grain, your new wine, and your oil. And I will send grass in your fields for your livestock, that you may eat and be filled. Take heed to yourself, lest your heart be deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them, lest the Lord's anger be aroused against you, and he shut up the heavens, so that there be no rain, and the land yield no produce, and you perish quickly from the good land which the Lord has given you.
Begin with number 466, Does Jesus Care? Know me so, does Jesus care when my heart is pained to deeply for mirth or song? As the burdens press and the cares distress, and the way grows weary and long. Oh, yes, he cares, I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long night dreary, I know my Savior cares. Does Jesus care when my way is dark with a nameless dread and fear? As the daylight fades into deep night shade, does he care enough to be near? Oh, yes, he cares, I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long night dreary, I know my Savior cares. Does Jesus care when I said goodbye to the dearest on earth to me? And my sad heart aches till it nearly breaks. Is it up to him, does he see? Oh, yes, he cares, I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, the long night dreary, I know my Savior cares. A couple of pages back to number 462. God will take care of you. 462. No soul me, be not dismayed, for every time God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you. Through toil with your doth fail. God will take care of you. When dangers fierce your path assail, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. All you may need, He will provide. God will take care of you. Nothing you ask will be denied. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. No matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean weary one upon His breast. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you.
I'm going to switch number 450 to number 562. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. And if I've ever led this one, I don't recall it, but I do know it. I don't know number 450.
No, I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in Him a Prince so strong and true. I would tell you how He changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as He. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much He cared for me. All my life was full of sin when Jesus found me. All my heart was full of misery and woe. Jesus placed His strong and loving arms about me, and He led me in the way I ought to go. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as He. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much He cared for me. Every day He comes to me with new assurance. More and more I understand His words of love. But I'll never know just why He came to save me, till someday I see His blessed face above. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as He. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much He cared for me.
Second part of our sermon and scripture and song is Meditating Upon God's Refuge. Buddy Collins will read for us from Psalm number 5, and we'll have three songs then led by Jeff Gary.
Psalm 5, verses 1 through 12. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Give heed to the voice of my cry. My King and my God, for to you I will pray. My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity. You shall destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into your house in the multitude of your mercy. In fear of you, I will worship toward your holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is destruction. Their throat is an open tomb. They flatter with their tongue. Pronounce them guilty, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against you. But let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy, because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor you will surround him as with a shield.
Next song will be number 23, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Number 23. Great is Thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast sinned, now forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning till morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, joined with all nature in manifold goodness, to thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth.
Shine on their presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and a bright tomorrow. Blessings align with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Next song is number 357, Hollow of God's Hand. Number 357.
I am safe, whatever may betide me. I am safe, whoever may deride me. I am safe as long as I confide me in the hollow of God's hand, in the blessed hollow of His hand, in the blessed hollow of His hand. I am safe while God Himself doth hold me in the hollow of His hand. What though fears the storm blast roar around me? What though sore life's trials oft confound me? I am safe, for not of ill can harm me in the hollow of God's hand, in the blessed hollow of His hand, in the blessed hollow of His hand. I am safe while God Himself doth hold me in the hollow of His hand. Everlasting arms of love enfold me, words of peace the voice divine has told me. I am safe while God Himself doth hold me in the hollow of God's hand, in the blessed hollow of His hand, in the blessed hollow of His hand. I am safe while God Himself doth hold me in the hollow of His hand.
And number 417, Under His Wings. Number 417.
Under His wings I am safely abiding, though the night deepens and tempests are wild. Still I can trust Him, I know He will keep me. He has redeemed me, and I am His child. Under His wings, who from His love can sever? Under His wings, my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Under his wings, what a refuge in sorrow. How the heart yearningly turns to his rest. Often when earth has no balm for my healing, there I find comfort and there I am blessed. Under his wings, under his wings, who from his love can sever? Under his wings my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Under his wings, oh, what precious enjoyment, there will I hide till life's trials are o'er. Sheltered, protected, no evil can harm me. Resting in Jesus, I'm safe evermore. Under his wings, under his wings, who from his love can sever? Under his wings, my soul shall abide, safely abide forever.
Before we go on to part three, we'll stop for a middle prayer and ask Paul Jones to lead us in that.
Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time you've allowed us to come here and worship thee. May we be doing so in a manner well-pleasing in thy eyes. Also, we thankful for everything you've given us, and also make us be content with whatever we do have and not to strive to get more than what we need or to ask more than what we need. Be with us as we go through the rest of the service. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And we come to part three of our sermon and scripture and song, Under His Wings. I sang that last song there. I thought, well, that's not a familiar song. It's a new song. I looked at the date, 1896. Well, it's not a new song. It may be a little bit new to us, but it's 19th century, so not too new. Meditating finally here upon God's provision, Walker Smith will lead us in a reading of Matthew 6, 25 to 34, and we'll have Ian Tilly lead us in three songs.
Again, I'll be reading from Matthew 6, 25-34. I tell you, do not worry. Do not worry about your life and what you will eat or drink, and do not worry about your body and what you will wear. Isn't there more than life than just eating? Aren't there more important things for the body than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They don't plant or gather crops. They don't put away crops in storerooms. But your Father who is in the heaven feeds them. Aren't you worth much more than they are? Can you add even 1 hour to your life by worrying? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the wildflowers grow? They don't work or make clothing, but here is what I tell you, not even Solomon in all of the glory was dressed like one of these flowers. If that is how God dresses the wild grass, won't he dress you even better? After all, the grass is here only today. Tomorrow it is thrown into the fire. Your faith is so small. So don't worry. Don't say what will we eat or what will we drink? Or what will we wear? People who are ungodly run after all of those things. Your Father who is in heaven knows that you need them. But put God's kingdom first. Do what he wants you to do. Then all of those things will also be given to you. So don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
Let's all sing number 361, number 361, In His Time. Excuse me.
In His time, in His time, He makes all things beautiful. In His time, Lord, please show me every day as You're teaching me Your way, that You do just what You say in Your time. In Your time. In Your time. You make all things beautiful. In Your time, Lord, my life to You I bring. May each song I have to sing be to You a lovely thing. In Your time.
Next is 420, number 420, O Thou Fount of Every Blessing.
O Thou Fount of Every Blessing, to my heart to sing Thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me ever to adore Thee, may I still Thy goodness prove. While the hope of endless glory fills my heart with joy and love, here I raise my Ebenezer, here by Thy help I've come, and I hope by Thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus, send me with a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger, it involves His precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let Thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to Thee. Never let me wander from Thee, never leave Thy God alone. Here's my heart, O take and seal it, seal it for Thy courts above.
And then number 392, number 392. Count Your Blessings.
When upon life's billows You are tempest tossed, discouraged thinking all is lost, count Your many blessings, name them one by one, and You will surprise You what the Lord hath done. Count them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Are you ever burdened with the load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt reply, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. So may the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, see them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
If you'll please mark your psalm books, number 317, number 317.
Open your Bibles to Philippians chapter 4, if you would. Philippians, the fourth chapter. We read a bit of this, actually a good bit of it this morning in class, and I'll read a little bit more of it this afternoon. Philippians chapter 4, as we consider the invitation of the Lord, the passage says in verse 4, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you've learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you've revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me." We learn from these scripture readings and the songs that we've sung this afternoon about the providence of God in everything, what God gives to us and the things that we require to get through this life. Things that are physical at times that we must have to live in this life. Things that are spiritual that, of course, God provides to us as well that we might be fruitful as His children. We learn as well to appreciate the immutability of His goodness, that God is good and that doesn't change regardless of circumstances. With God, there is no variation, no shadow of turning, no dark side, as it were, to our God. God sends rain and sunshine upon the just and the unjust. He does so without distinction. They live in the same communities and require those things to the same degree. But He reserves His richest spiritual blessings for those who believe in His Son, for those who put their faith in the blood that His Son shed upon the cross. And God provided most poignantly upon the cross and continues to offer a wellspring of hope to the believer who gives his life back to God. We've spent the last half an hour or so talking about what God provides to us, and now we come to the invitation. And all that in view, we think about now what we can give back to God. And it is our lives. It is our souls and our futures we want to give back to God as we respond to the invitation with thoughtfulness about our own status before Him, our own need before Him to be right in His sight. If you need this hour to be baptized into Jesus Christ, it's a chance to bring yourself under His wings, whereas of yet you don't yet reside. And there you can live under His wings at a place of safety. And the kind of provision Paul describes, not necessarily a prolific physical one, but certainly a spiritual one. If you need this hour instead to be restored to Christ, to repent of some sin, to restore fellowship between you and God, and likewise it's a case of coming back under His wings, where only safety and security exist. You know your situation better than anybody else, and so I ask you to consider your own status before God and what you need to do, if anything, at this moment to make yourself right with Him. God has done His part. He has opened His wings for you. The question is, will you find yourself now under them? And if you need to, would you come as we stand and sing this song of invitation?
All things are ready. Come to the feast. Come for the